Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Thursday evening, 8 o'clock here on the East Coast. Welcome to another edition of At Home with Victoria. I am Michael Kay, your entertainment co-host for this evening. Our lovely news lady is actually joining us now live from the airport. She's out there to pick up something. How are you, Vic?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sitting here at the airport, and I've been trying to figure out, like, what kind of joke could I play on the TSA people, because these guys are so, like, uptight about their job. But then I thought, I better behave myself. So I'm just basically sitting here. Yeah, I've got airport duty. So the doctor is flying in from Las Vegas. He's been there for most of the week for a medical conference. And so he left Philadelphia, so he's supposed to arrive here any moment. I didn't want to take the chance of trying to do a full show and, you know, the phone or something goes out and all that stuff. But listen, speaking of flying, because Michael can tell you guys, there are certain things that I get obsessed with. So, Michael, I don't know if you had been following all the news this week about the space shuttle Discovery. It's now in the D.C. area at the Air and Space Museum, and it's this new home. So it was a big deal the other day when NASA flew it over the D.C. area, because that's something that never happens in Washington. I'm like, we never get to see a space shuttle, you know, fly over our sky. So that was like a really big deal and the big buzz. They had the opening ceremony today in Chantilly, Virginia, at the Air and Space Museum, where it's located. So I'm excited about that. And then what's cool, before the show started, Michael, I talked to Julie. Michael was on the phone, too. So she actually knows some folks that are astronauts, right? And she says she's going to put us in touch with them, because I think we really need to do a show on a Discovery and the importance of it.
Absolutely, yeah. Julianne Emery and Jeff Koenig are actually doing a show, a new web series called Drifter, and it's all set in the future, and it's very sci-fi. I didn't know she was a sci-fi geek, but it sounds like a very, very interesting show. Julianne's been here before, Vic. You know her from Then We Got Help. She's a brilliant filmmaker, writer, actress, producer, director. She makes cupcakes. She washes your floor. And so she'll be joining us. She'll be joining us along with Jeff, the creator from Drifter. And then a little later, we're going to have Shelley Rands back with us from Nashville. She's got some new music. And Drew Stevens will be joining us a little bit later. So I'm sad you can't stick with us, baby. But
I know. Yeah, and again, the only reason why is because, you know, what it's like when you're in the airport and all that sort of stuff going on. Then I'm afraid, like, they may say, tell me to get off the phone, and you just never know. So
yeah.
I don't want to stress you out and all of our listeners with me being on airport duty, but I did want to call them just to say hi and to let everybody know that I am on airport duty. The other thing is, we have coming up next week, I had to end up canceling the Trayvon Martin story that we were going to do because a few things come up. So we're actually going to try to reschedule that next week. Now, tomorrow, in that case, you guys know it's a really big day, because we're going to find out if George Zimmerman is going to remain locked up or if, in fact, he will be out on bond. So I think that hearing starts tomorrow at 11 o'clock. So we're going to continue to follow that. Tell Shelley and Drew I said hi. I already got a chance to talk to you, Julie. Mar and all of you guys, I love you, and I'll go back and look at all the chat room stuff later on when I get back from airport duty. So kisses and hugs, and I'll see you later, Michael. Bye, everybody.
All right, doll. You take care. Our lovely news lady, Victoria Gaither, from the airport. She always wanted to be one of those people that's flagging in airports, Julie. She's one of those ones, too. I don't think she's a sci-fi nerd like you, but she certainly has her love of science fiction. But joining us right now, Julianne Emery. How are you, my love?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
I'm thrilled that Victoria is so interested in science. You know, Drifter has an aeronautics engineer and a space doctor who work with NASA consulting for us, and which
wow.
I'm totally geeking out about. And we're getting some really cool pictures from the shuttle arriving in D.C. from them. It's really great.
Yeah, no, it was pretty spectacular pictures there on Facebook, that's for sure. But I see that Gary Plosky is joining us in the chat. Hey to everybody up in chat, actually. Feel free to go ahead and post questions for Julie and all our guests during the hour in chat, and maybe we'll take a few phone calls a little bit later. But, Julie, where are you calling from? Apparently you're locked in a closet someplace.
I am in a little office in a theater, in a cinema. I'm going this evening to see a screening of a movie that I did last year, actually a sci-fi movie called Future Folk that is making its way around the festival circuit in the next year. And it's one of my favorite projects from last year. I'm really thrilled to be part of it. And the theater was nice enough to let me come do the interview from their little office. So that I could actually make it to the screening. So I thank them for that. And a shout out to Future Folk.
Absolutely. Yeah, it seems, Julie, every time you, I see you or hear you, you're busy. I was fortunate enough to meet Julie and her husband, Kevin, early in New York at the Indie Soap Awards, the third annual. And Julie, I will say again, you looked stunning as ever. And in Pilot Week, it was in New York that week. It was the 21st and stuff like that. So Julie actually changed to become her red carpet ready in a cab.
I did. That's true.
Not a hair out of place on this chick, but
it was pilot season, and I had multiple auditions that week, and changed. I did my hair and makeup in a cab. I changed to a public bathroom, and then I went and walked the red carpet. This is what it is to be an actress.
It's all glamour.
Really fancy, right? It sounds fancy, but really, it's public restrooms and makeup in cabs, and then you're there.
Where is Kevin? I see on Facebook Kevin's away. Where has Kevin been?
Kevin Early is my husband. He's a Broadway singer, if you guys don't know. He's fantastic. He is currently in Chicago playing the Pirate King in Pirates of Penzance. And I was
wow.
just there last weekend to see the show. It's fantastic. It's sort
Good.
Of a Monty Python-esque take on Pirates of Penzance, so it's far more accessible than most Gilbert and Sullivan. It's a really funny show. If you're in that area, go out and see it. It's terrific.
Absolutely. That's Early, E-A-R-L-Y. Talented singer. I had no idea he had the pipes on him. I saw he posted his one of the songs that he had done. I was blown away. Who knew? I mean, so very, very talented.
I knew.
You knew. Kevin also plays your husband on Then We Got Help. It's a fantastic web series, everybody.
He actually doesn't play my husband. He plays Kenny, the guitar player, the singer, songwriter on Then We Got Help. Funnily enough, the guy who plays my husband on Then We Got Help, Darren Legallo, who's fantastically talented, is going to be the leading male in Drifter in my new project.
Oh, great. Wow.
Very exciting. Yeah.
Very exciting. Tell us a little bit, for those who don't know, about Then We Got Help. You can check it out at www.thenwegothelp.com. But give us a little bit of insight on what that one's all about.
Then We Got Help is a web series. We have two seasons up, 21 episodes. Very proud to be an award-winning web series. It is four couples who need therapy but can't afford it, so they form a group. So it's group therapy without a therapist. And they basically get together in my living room and screw each other up every week. And then, you know, once a week, someone has an accidental breakthrough. But I call it kind of dramedy. We're like a comedy dramedy. And we have the most amazing cast of actors who we shoot over 40 pages a day, and they just pull off the most brilliant performances under really tough conditions. And you know, I'm a slave driver as a director, but they're so wonderful. I feel really fortunate both to call them my friends and to call them my cast members.
Yeah. I want to thank off everybody in chat. I'm reading some of the chat room. Jerry Plosky says hello, and
Hi, Jerry.
Scott Knapp says Drifter is also known as 6 Degrees of Julie Ann Emery.
Gary Plosky is going to be in Drifter. He's one of the cast members in Drifter. Very excited.
Very exciting. Now, you made a little promise. I wonder how this little fundraiser is going. If $225 is donated to Mobcast, you can go to www.mobcaster.com/project/drifter. So $225 is going to be raised. Julie Ann will actually confess one of her most embarrassing acting stories. So how are we doing with that one?
I don't know. You know, because I'm at the theater, I'm not at my computer. So, Gary Plosky, I don't think we've raised all of it.
I think you've raised all of it. I can see it right here. It's 100% raised. Absolutely.
Are we at 15%?
I'm making this up, really. I'm just.
You just won.
I thought, well, she'll never know if I'm lying until she gets home.
Like, you know, normally I would be sitting at my computer and I would know, but quite honestly, I don't know.
Well, we're going to find out. I'm sure someone's going to go ahead and let us know.
I don't think we made it, and I'm not sure how I feel about revealing anyway. I don't know. You know, look at your chat room, and we'll see if.
Well, you can relax, because Gary says you haven't raised it yet, so.
Okay, good. Well, I will say this. If we raise it in the next 24 hours, I will make it my next video blog post. I started
Fantastic.
A video blog earlier this week. So if we raise it in the next 24 hours, I will make it that. And if we raise it before I go off the air with you tonight, I will absolutely share. I will tell you it involves the wardrobe malfunction and live theater. That would be my, yes. Yeah.
Well, you're at 13%, so who knows? This just may happen within the hour. But tell us now, Jeff's going to be on in a little while, but I want you to give us a little bit of the background on Drifter. How did you get involved with Jeff? He calls himself a self-proclaimed web television evangelist, which kind of scared me because I thought we'd have like a web, you know, Jerry Falwell or what we have. But you can check out Jeff at OMF Geek TV on YouTube. But how did you get lined up with Jeff?
I met Jeff originally at an event for the Writers Guild. And I think what Jeff means by web TV evangelist is he's one of those guys in the space who has worked really hard to promote web television and independent television as a genre, and across the board, he's been really supportive. He was really supportive of Then We Got Help. He started OMF Geek as a way to spotlight sci-fi web series and what's going on the internet in terms of sci-fi and independent projects. So he's a lot like Darren Strauss, who I was on here with last time, who has,
right,
you know, Digital Chick TV, which is women, you know, focused on female skewed programming. Jeff's side is focused on sci-fi programming, so I feel very confident doing a sci-fi project with him. But he's really been a great advocate for the web space in general.
Mm-hmm.
Not
you
unlike
look,
yourself.
You look, oh, you're so sweet. You look very Lara Croft Tomb Raider in the promos and stuff. You're all buff in your tank top and your sexy hair and everything.
We'll see. We haven't shot yet, so we'll see if I can get into buff mode. When Jeff came to me to join the Drifter team, Jeff created the concept that created Drifter, and then George Rivera, who writes a lot with Al Thompson, did Rhyme Animal and works on Odessa and Lenox Avenue, wonderful writer. The two of us are writing the scripts. When he came to me, it is a sci-fi project. It's 150 years in the future. There's a man on a supply mission to Earth's first colony on Mars. He's alone on a ship. Something happens to the ship, and he winds up stuck in space.
Wow.
In order to sort of escape both the stress of his situation and to have some form of human contact, he teaches the computer, the ship's computer, to let him virtually enter the world of his favorite TV show. And that was the moment that Jeff Canny totally had me hooked. That was the
Brilliant.
Moment where I was like, that is so cool. Because I grew up on Star Trek. I was a big Next Generation fan when I was a kid. And I wanted Holodex to be real so badly that I couldn't stand it. I mean, I just thought, gosh, I wanted it in my lifetime so badly. And that's basically what we're talking about here, except we're applying it to the concept of TV. I mean, I don't know, what's your favorite television show, Michael? Do you watch much television?
You know what? I'm stuck surfing the web for the best of web series right now. I'm kind of anti-commercial right now, and not meaning commercials. I'm sick of commercials. You know, it's
yeah.
just like, God, everything already. And if I have to, this is what bugs me lately, quite frankly, since you asked. I understand branding. I get it. Everybody has a brand and stuff. But there's such an oversaturation on that right now. Like, I watched the remote fell underneath the sofa last week. I was too lazy to get up and change it, so it was stuck on Lifetime. So I just watched whatever the hell was on Lifetime. You know, I saw Kelly Ripa 73 times in 4 hours. If she wasn't from Electrolux, she was from...
Are you talking about on those banners on the bottom of the programming? That drives me crazy. I can't stand
it.
Because I watch television to get immersed in it, much like the concept for Drifter. I mean, the reason the virtual thing appeals to me so much, and I guess by virtual TV, we mean, like, for example, what would it happen if you could sit on a bar stool at Cheers and watch your favorite Cheers episode? That's basically what we're talking about in Drifter. And I just... That those banner ads on television make me insane. I don't even like the stamp, the network stamp. I like to get lost in what I'm watching. I like to be immersed in it.
Yeah, but, I do too.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the chat room. I want to thank Bobby Stalitrick, Brenda Brown, Broadcast Assassin, Daryl Ray Charlies, Gary Plosky. Thanks for joining us tonight. Kristen Maria Veronica, Marby in Nashville, Shannon Sybil from the UK, and Super Scott Knapp. I see Mr. Jeff is on the line and holding, so this is a good time. Tonight we're going to go ahead and actually listen to the music of Drew Stevens and Shelley Rand, Julie. So I want to open up with a little bit of his music, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more with Julianne Emery and Jeff Koenig from Drift. No, what's it called again?
Drifter.
Love the brain farts. This is Drew Stevens with Far Away. Don't go anywhere.
I can lead you far away.
Julianne. Jeff Koenig, thanks for joining us. Isn't he talented?
Absolutely.
I can totally hear that on Drifter.
Absolutely. Can you imagine? He's great.
Cool beans. Jeff, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing well, thank you. I got to say, Drew's got quite the fan club in the chat room right now.
So Julie's told us her story. Tell us your story, Jeff. How did you get involved with this talented cutie?
Oh, how did I, how could I not?
I know.
Julie was literally the missing piece in so many ways on this project. As she mentioned, I came up with the concept, and there were certain things that I knew about it, and there was a lot of the sci-fi stuff that I knew, but there is that whole world of the show that happens, this guy entering the TV show, and I knew that I wanted that to be a comedy, and I'd seen Then We Got Help, and Julie is not only done a fantastic job writing that, but she's, been involved on so many different TV shows and just knows everything there is to know about television and about TV writing, and she was able to bring, my main goal was to get her as an actress involved, with the writer thing being like just bonus, but I got the whole package. She jumped in with both feet, and she has taken the concept that I started with and just, between her and George, it made it go to a completely new level, and the story that we're going to be telling with this thing is just, it's fantastically amazing, and we can't wait to share it.
Great.
I think my favorite thing about how it's evolved is we're really at this place now where we're talking about a love story. The guy that's stuck on the ship falls in love with a leading lady on the television show, and because he inserts himself into that world, he starts to change the way the show plays out. And so we really get to see him take this journey, at the end of the day, it's a love story that plays out when he has 12 days to live, and I think that's universally, whether you're a sci-fi fan or not, that's a universal theme that I think everybody can appreciate.
All right, Jeff, how long have you been involved in the web market and stuff? I mean, definitely, I was telling Julie, that your moniker, Web Television Evangelist, frightened me at first, but how long have you actually been doing this? You have OMF Geek TV on YouTube, and I've caught a few of them, and quite talented, my friend.
Well, thank you. OMF Geek is a company that I started in October of 2010, and we've done a few projects. It basically became a production company for what I wanted to do in the space, but I initially got involved in online video probably about 6 years ago, right around the time YouTube was first starting, which it's crazy to think that YouTube's only been around for 6 years, but it's true.
Yeah.
And I had done some television and film prior to that, and I was really interested in, visual storytelling. And when it became, easy, basically, to watch online video, because we all remember the days where you had to download it and it took forever, and it was a horrible experience. When it became easy to watch online video, that's when I stopped and I was like, you know what, this is where the future is. This is a major, major opportunity. And I completely got out of TV and film and focused entirely on online video, and I've been there ever since.
Yeah. Julie, how about you? Was Then We Got Help your first project?
Then We Got Help was my first project. And I have to say, I think the web space right now is a lot like independent film was in the 70s. I think it's I think the voices of tomorrow, the writers and directors of tomorrow, in 10 years, all of our Oscar nominees are going to have started out in the web space, I think. And it's a really exciting place to find content right now. There are such exciting things going on. And the reality is with Boxy and with Apple TV, I mean, a lot of us can get internet programs and watch them on their television in our living room already. So it's only the trend is only going to continue in that direction, which is why last time I was on this show, we were talking about net neutrality and the importance of a free and open internet. But as long as we preserve that, we'll continue to have independent television, which did not exist before the internet. Before web TV, the only television that existed was created on a corporate level by the studios and the networks. And now you have this sort of small business television going on, and it's so innovative and so some of it's so out of the box, and it's I just think it's the most exciting entertainment space we have right now.
No, absolutely. Go ahead.
What's great about this is, like Julie was mentioning, I have my computer plugged into my TV, and I have this nice big TV, and I can, you know, watch TV, or I can watch Netflix or whatever I want to watch. But when I'm watching the online stuff, I don't have to deal with all the little station identification things and the bars coming across advertising other shows.
Don't have to deal with that stupid lower third advertising in the middle of your favorite TV show, right? Like, now they have, like, actors, like characters, like, walking in while you're watching a scene from a television show. And it just, it's crazy to me that that's what's happening.
I'm just going to dive in here. Do you think network television is getting a little pissed off at internet? Do you think they actually find this realm to be a distinct threat? Because I see it as becoming it.
I think they don't know. I mean, I know Jeff has definite opinions about this area. Since I come from the traditional television world, and that's where I still make my money. I mean, I call it my day job now. I think there's a lot of good going on there still, and I think that as a medium they're scared of the internet, because it's kind of a free for all, and there's been sort of they've been the gatekeepers of television entertainment for so long that I think the idea of that disappearing is pretty terrifying for them. I do think that what the trend you're going to see happening. I don't see traditional television going away. I think the trend you're going to see happening is that people like Jeff, who runs OMF Geek, people who are sort of on the forefront of the internet are going to be tomorrow's studio executives and tomorrow's network executives. And I think you'll start to see a more transmedia world where the internet's not the enemy, where it's part of the overall experience so that programming can exist on all levels and really utilize all levels of the transmedia experience.
Absolutely. Jeff, would you agree?
I do agree. We talk a lot about what we call convergence, which is basically everything moving onto the same screen. There was a great anecdote from a network executive who has a 3-year-old daughter, and his daughter refers to their TV as the big pooter because to her, there's absolutely no difference between the computer screen and the TV. She doesn't understand that they're two different things because they do the same thing in her mind. And, you know, to tie in with what we were saying about plugging your computer into your big TV to watch Netflix or whatever, it eventually will all end up kind of coming into the same place, and you'll be able to watch what you're watching on your TV in your living room or on your laptop or on your phone or on your iPad. And that's going to cause an adjustment, but what I really see happening as far as the future of the space, the shows are going to be fine. The networks are going to be fine. People still are going to want to watch that stuff. Where the potential for change and the disruption potentially can happen is honestly, the companies that are in danger are the cable companies and the satellite companies, which is why companies like Comcast focusing more on their delivering internet into people's homes than delivering TV, because sooner or later that internet is also going to be the TV.
Yeah, that's true. I will also say this. I think it's going to change the programming itself, because as we have more and more options, you know, there was a time when we only had the major networks, and then we had this whole land of cable, and when cable started getting into original television programming, it started to get more niche.
Right.
Like FX has its own brand of television, and USA does, and AMC does, but it's niche programming. Those are not necessarily shows that would survive on one of the big four networks. So I think with the internet, we blow that up and take that 100 times further. And I think the audience is going to start to demand more and more niche programming, and I think that's only good for us creatives. I mean, if you're a creative in the space, that's only good news.
It's good for the audience, too. I mean,
absolutely.
If you like fly fishing, no one makes a TV show about fly fishermen, because there's such a, you know, relatively small group of people who like fly fishing, that if you had a whole show about a group of fly fishermen it would never work on network and in the traditional network structure, but that is absolutely the kind of show, that the niche programming that Julie's talking about, that could work online and find an audience, and you get every fly fisherman in the world following the adventures of Bob the Fly Fisherman as he goes after trout every week.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Let's go back to Drifter here. Let's talk about the cast. You have a great cast lineup: Darren Legallo, of course, Julianne Emery, Al Thompson, Rachel Hip Flores, and Gary Plosky, who's just returning with us in the chat room. But talented people, lots of fun. What are we dealing with, Jeff? Let's go to you.
We also made a big cast announcement last night.
Yeah, we also announced Emma Caulfield last night. So
right.
From Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So add her name to the list. I'm thrilled. I admire every single person in the cast that we're working with. You know, I deliberately sought them out and hounded them and said, please, please begin the show. And, you know, luckily everybody said yes. Rachel Hip Flores, for example, is an amazing, amazing actress. She's, you know, constantly nominated the Indie Soap Awards. She's won Best Actress Awards at the Streamies, at the IWTV Awards. She's won Webbies. I mean, it's the level of talent that we have on this is ridiculous, starting from familiar television faces and movie faces like Al Thompson and Julie and Emma, all the way down to, you know, people who have made their careers on the internet, like Rachel and Gary. And it's, I think when this is all said and done, well, you might not, Michael, because you've been following Julianne and some of the rest of us for a while, but I think people are going to be really surprised at the level of talent involved in these projects.
Well, if the promo was any indication of the production level, you had me right there. I'm looking so forward to actually seeing you. Now you have I mentioned before you've got a Mobcaster up. It's www.mobcaster.com/project/drifter, and apparently according to Gary, you've reached 15%.
Wow.
Julie.
No,
so.
We did not.
Okay, no, I'm totally lying again. But, you know, you got to stop falling for this, Julie.
I am helpless without my computer. This is the world we live in now. I do not have my computer in front of me, and so I'm helpless.
But, Jeff, last night on Indie Intertube, you sang a lovely song. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind, christening our audiences with your mental cool stylings.
Oh, Jeff.
No, it's your turn, Julie. We got it. Weren't you working on a song specifically for At Home with Victoria?
Okay, I do have a song for At Home with Victoria. Yes, or
really?
Not. But, well, I tend to walk around life with a soundtrack being made up in my head. So as I was going about my day today, I was always riding the subway between auditions and doing what I do all day. I had a little song playing in my head.
I can't
so
wait.
You
this
have
is going to kick
brilliant musicians on your show, Michael, and I'm completely embarrassed to see it.
No, they will judge you like others do. Don't worry, honey. You're amongst friends.
They should judge me, and they should judge me harshly.
I can't wait. Let's hear it.
Would you like to hear my At Home with Victoria song?
I would
love
to.
Okay. Let me see if I can remember. Okay. I know it's a little Love Boat-esque, but not Love Boat, because that's how my brain synthetically works. Okay. Tonight at home with Victoria, I'll be there with Jeff Koenig. We'll talk Drifter plans, Michael and Victoria. Give them a hand. Yay!
That's wonderful. Oh my goodness, Bickle Cry. No one's ever written a song for us, so that's pretty fantastic. And Shelley Rand's on the line right now listening to it. I can't wait to hear what she's gonna say.
Oh, please no. Well, that's what's been playing in my head all day as I was getting ready to come to the interview. I was supposed to be doing other things, but instead I was making a song about you in my head.
Well,
you know
it was worth.
You know what that reminded me of, and I say this as a compliment because I'm a big fan of it. that reminded me a little bit of Bill Murray's lounge rendition of Star Wars from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, my God, that totally is it. You're totally right.
Exactly right. Oh, my God. How many more days do you have for the fundraiser and stuff? I know you're not quite 15%, but you're looking to raise $20,000, is that correct?
25.
And this is really people's opportunity. You know, at Mobcaster, when you contribute, they call you an executive. They call you an exec because it's indie television, and you have the opportunity, if you've ever complained about what's on TV, Mobcaster gives you the opportunity to become an exec. So by contributing, you're basically saying, we choose this. We're going to give you the green light. So it's up to you guys out there in, you know, listening to Blog Talk Radio, whether or not we get made. So please cast your votes for Drifter. Go contribute. And you can contribute as little as a dollar. I would love it if we had 25,000 people give a buck. I think that would be amazing.
And to answer your question, Michael, we have 44 days left, which sounds like a lot of time, but it's really not.
Quick.
It's time to go by quickly. And I certainly recommend that anyone listening to this goes and checks out the project and follows along, because we are not going to be idle over the next 44 days. We have a lot of great stuff planned throughout the campaign. And if nothing else, even if you're not in a position to financially contribute, it's going to be worth watching all the crazy stuff that we do.
It should also be said that you will not get to see the pilot unless you are a Drifter contributor. We're making it as an indie pilot, and we're going to use that to shop to, like, television networks and stuff. Once we have it edited, the only way you get to watch it is if you contribute. That you can contribute a dollar and get to watch it, but that's the only way you're going to get to watch it.
Or
you can contribute $5,000. I'll take $5,000. I'll call you up and say thank you myself.
And you'll get either the space station or the Mars colony named after you.
Yeah, I really want
that's
that.
That's a good idea.
So it could be the Michael K. Mars colony. I'm just
throwing
that out there.
I love that.
Right?
Got a ring to it.
Yeah.
Cool beans. Well, you know, I can't wait to watch it. I'm looking very, very forward. I know I'm keeping you guys a little bit longer, but I do want to thank you, Julianne Emery, and you, Jeff Koenig. I respect you beyond, and I can't wait to go ahead and meet you in New York one of these days. But Julie, anything else coming down the hopper besides the Drifter for you, Julie?
Suits has just started shooting again, so I have a recurring role on Suits.
Great.
That'll be back on USA this summer. And I have two films sort of making the festival circuit right now. So if you're a festival goer, watch out for Future Folk. Actually, three films. Future Folk, The A-Plate, and The Stair with James Franco. I have sort of making their rounds in the festivals right now.
Congrats. Anything else with you, Jeff?
We have lots of surprises up our sleeve, but I'm focused on Drifter at the moment and not yet ready to spoil to the world what else we have planned.
Fantastic. You can find both Julianne Emery and Jeff Koenig on Facebook, correct, you guys? Just go ahead and Facebook/ and the individual needs. Guys, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it. And please, I will say this. You have a new home here on At Home with Victoria. It's like the Steve Silverman revolving door on Intertube, but it's a little different here. But do come back anytime you have anything you need to talk about.
Oh, we would love to. Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for having us on, Michael.
Love you guys. You guys take care. Have a great evening.
You too, sweetheart. Thank
take
you.
Care. Julianne Emery and Jeff Koenig from Drifter. I can't wait. I'm looking so very forward to it. Anyways, we're going to keep the party going. I got Shelly Rand hitting here, holding on the line. So I want to open up with a little bit of music from Miss Shelly Rand. What shall we play? Okay, Shelly Rand just dropped on off. No, she's not. She's right there. Shelly Rand with her latest, I'm All Over That. Don't go away.
Color of my hair down
How are you, my love? Welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Always delicious, honey. I just want to say I missed you. Steve misses you. Everybody up in chat actually wants to know where they can find you, so Marilyn's going to go ahead and throw that up in there. But how are you, Shelly? What's new with the Shelly Ran?
Oh, all kinds of things. And I just have to make a comment really quick. I think Jeff was dead on with his reference to the Star Wars theme. I was so hearing that.
I remember the episode.
I don't remember the episode, but I was thinking Star Wars, definitely, those intervals. I was like, oh, that's all over it.
She got a little sweet vibrato at the end there. I mean, taking it seriously, the girl, you know, girl could actually, you know, she can, you know, she can blow if she needs to, absolutely. But
yeah, all she needs is a little hey.
Hey, you baby.
At the end. She just needs one of those, like a stinger at the end, and she's got it. She's got my vote.
Absolutely.
That sounds like a very cool show.
It is.
I really
suggest you tune in. And plus, I suggest you tune in to Then We Got Help. It's, like she said, it's like four couples, five couples that get together every week and kind of discuss their problems. But the thing I find brilliant about it is that when I watched it for the first time, I thought it was just an ad-lib show, like nothing was scripted. Everything is scripted to the T, to the letter, and the actors deliver it flawlessly. You got to check that one out at ThenWeGotHelp.com. Shelly, you really like it. But anyways, let's talk about you, Shelly Ran. What's going on in Nashville?
Well, we have been working on so many different projects, and I can't talk about them in detail right now, but I will say this, reality show in the future.
Wow.
Along with music for a documentary film, and just some really, really cool things, and it's all based around production, what we've been doing at home. And so that's even more exciting because that's, you know, something that's really close to where we live. I mean, obviously we live here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a studio with a bed.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah, exactly. What else do you need?
Yeah.
We have been living and breathing everything. And I feel like, you know, we're getting ready to have some things come to fruition. And we're very excited.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And you've heard one of the new pieces of music that we've worked on.
Well, I've heard both.
Thank
of them,
you.
But you know, quite no, just really well done. Did you happen to check out that video? Did you get home in time at all?
I did. Yeah, and I want to talk to you about some ideas. Well, I had worked on something too, and I want you to see it. I want to compare because this is like a, you know, just a one-shot kind of intro, but we'll talk about it.
Okay, deal.
We'll talk,
darling. But yeah, I was really excited when Shelly went ahead and sent me this brand new piece of music. It's coming up. It's touching. It's delicious. You know, the odd thing I found putting together that little ditty is that if you type in "children happy" into Bing images, it's amazing how little there is for content. But you type in bullying, abuse, thousands of photos to choose from. It was kind of daunting. It was kind of an eye-opener. But let's go ahead and let's not make anybody wait anymore. This is Shelly's brand new song called Rescue Me. We're going to be taking questions for both Drew and Shelly a little bit later, so post them up in chat. If you feel like giving us a call, the call-in number is 718-664-9364. But don't go away. This is Shelly Ran with Rescue Me, brand new, first time.
All they wanna do is laugh, but the addiction wants more. It won't stop till it's done, destroys everything but the enemy. I can hear them cry.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Written entirely by you and the wonderful Howie.
Oh. And Bo Allen.
And Bo Allen.
Yes.
Fantastic, honey.
Yes, actually, it was his concept, and he came to us and said, well, you know, here's what I have. Here's the bones, and have your way with it. So that's exactly what we did, and we're just really happy with the results and feel like hopefully this will be hard hitting to the people and to the issues that this pertains to. I mean, anything, you know, it can be anything from bullying, like you said, or, you know, just any abuse,
mm-hmm.
any abuse. And just to kind of give people a voice that don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, I see that going viral, honey. I really do. I think definitely if we get together a powerful video with that, that can definitely go viral. Mr. Drew Stevens is going to join the conversation. Drew Stevens, hello, my friend. What did you think of Miss Shelley's new one?
Oh, beautiful, man. It was hard to hear it on the phone, but great song. Well done.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Hey, it's good to talk to you. It's been a while.
I know. Too long, my friend.
You guys
got to
get back together
and
stuff. Everybody up in chat is saying, hey, Drew Stevens, hey, Shelly. Shelly, question to you from the chat room. Are you planning on doing, Drew's doing this thing, a lot of artists are doing it with Stage It Now. Drew caught your performance, loved it. Shelly, any bit of that in your works coming up?
I would love to, and yes. I just can't give you any details, but we are definitely doing something.
Details, Shelly. No one's listening to us. I mean, there's only maybe a couple hundred thousand listeners. No one's even paying attention to this show, really. It's late. American Idol's on, so no, your secret's safe with us.
Everybody's halfway through a box. Nobody's listening to us. No. I will be doing something with that, and I'm going to get... I've got a lot of new things going on, and I'm very excited. We've got a new management company, and as soon as we get some things finalized, then we're going to be chatting you up like you wouldn't believe. Your ears are going to be bleeding.
Well, good. I certainly cannot wait for you. We're going to be listening to another one of Shelly's brand new songs a little later in the hour. And actually, Shelly, this song, the other song we're going to be playing is going to be available to one lucky caller calling into 718-664-9364 a little bit later in the hour. But Drew, let's catch up with you. Loved this Stage It. I see you've planned another one for May 9th. I saw you played at the Turtle again in Riho. You've been moving and a shaking, and you're actually financing your third album through, which one is it again? Is it Indiegogo?
Yeah, I believe it's Indiegogo.
Fantastic. Tell us how Indiegogo works. All of these ones, Kickstarter, Indiegogo, all these indie fundraising firms. How does that actually work for the artist?
Basically, I'm poor, But no, seriously, I didn't have the money to go back in the studio, so my manager, he told me about this the website where people can donate and kind of get me started here, and it's been working out great. I mean, I definitely, with the money that I've gotten so far, I've got about 8 to 9 sessions that I can go in the studio now and start the third album.
Fantastic. Now, you can go ahead and buy your ticket for $5, then as you're listening to the show, you can go ahead and tip, which I think is
For Stage It, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and that was really cool, but it was pretty weird at the same time, not having the audience feedback and kind of singing for the camera
right.
In the basement. But it's kind of cool that I could be in the basement and be singing for people in Great Britain and all over the country.
Yeah, that's what I found. We talked about this, I think, a couple of weeks on the show, being that for your audience, it's so convenient. No one has to put on lipstick, shave their legs. We can all sit at home like the pigs we are and simply enjoy live music, which is what it's all
I
about.
I shaved my legs.
You did? Oh,
yeah,
my God. I'm a little bristly.
Prepared, man.
I'll let my piggy waxes.
What? Nah, you got to look the part.
Okay.
No, I'm into electrolysis myself.
Oh.
Right. Ouch.
Yeah, that's gotta hurt. How was the
therapy, right?
Oh yeah.
How was the Turtle this time, Drew?
Oh, that's always a good place. That's a good drinking place. Good people.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to a little bit of Drew Stevens here. I have I played Far Away for the people from Drifter, Drew, and they were kind of they could see that being in the show. And actually, Shelly Rescue Me could actually be in Drifter too. It has the same connotation. You can go ahead and use it in many different ways. But we're gonna listen to some Drew Stevens. Drew Stevens,
ooh.
Overboard, Don't Go Away. We'll be right back with Shelly Rand and Drew Stevens. Holla.
I'm going, I'm not sure where I've been. Sometimes I'm somewhere else, sometimes I just pretend. I'm here in the rain, I'm keeping up with you. I know I'm overboard, there's something I won't do, and I say,
from his second album, Please Excuse the Machine. Drew, can't get tired of listening to that song.
Thanks, man.
It's just me, and maybe it's just everybody up in chat that's loving on you. Got Brenda Brown. Someone poked Drew for me. Well, I'll poke you, honey, no problem. but you're still on the road. What are you doing traveling-wise, Drew?
Right now, I'm driving up to Baltimore, going back in the studio tonight, working on a single that's going to release before the actual album. So it should be a good time tonight, man. I'm looking forward to it. I'm just trying to find a place where I can buy some beer. I'll be good to go.
You should be here. I have a whole fridge full. But you guys feeling like taking a little phone call?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Great. Let's go to the 941. Good evening. You're live on Almost Victoria. Can I have your first name and where you're calling from, please?
This is Brenda, the one you just poked through for.
Hello, Brenda. Poke Drew away.
Yeah, I've been doing it on Facebook all week. It's been really fun.
That's exhausted.
It's starting to hurt a little bit.
Hey, well, you know, you got to take one for the team once in a while.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, out of all the songs you've written, or the songs on your CDs, because I absolutely love them. I just downloaded them a while ago myself, and actually just before your last stage at show. Which one touches you the most? I mean, which is your favorite? I mean, do you have a favorite, just one particular one, or how many can you actually pick out? And
that's hard. That's like trying to pick your favorite kid, I guess.
Oh, I can do that. My son's my favorite.
Oh, you can't say that. Jesus.
His sisters know it. It's okay.
Well, I mean, they all mean something to me. I mean, there's no point in writing something unless it's...
Right.
And unless it's going to be something that's relevant in your life at the time. So they're all, you know, they're all just nice snapshots of whatever I was going through at the time, I guess. And in a weird way, I guess it's almost hard to relate to my own music sometimes. You know, I want to go back in time and, you know, kick my own ass sometimes for for saying something or feeling a certain way. But, you know, at the time, I mean, the song's just a snapshot and it was relevant. And I guess that's all I can really say about it.
Yeah.
No problem.
Wow.
That's good.
Does that make any sense?
Oh yeah. I mean, I listen to a song, and believe me, I'm a great person for you pop a song in, and if you're in the mood for a good cry, you already know which song to pick. You know,
exactly.
I mean, I'm one of those people. Believe me, soundtrack of my life. A song comes on the radio, and I don't care how old it is, it can evoke such a memory and such a amazing thing. And I'm working on some of your songs. I'm starting to listen to them a little more, and I'm starting, you know, I see a certain ones that I like. My all-time favorite, which I'm still not sure why. I absolutely love Allison. It's got one of the cutest. It's a cute storyline. It's got a great little pop to it, and I absolutely, absolutely adore that song.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Beautiful.
And you better sing it at stage it next time, because I asked for it all the last time. So let's hear it next time.
I'll start off with it for you.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thanks, doll. Thanks for calling in, Brenda. You better sing it or she's going to hunt you down. Going to go to the 410 area code. Thanks for calling. You're Homeless McCoy. You're live in the air. I think this is my brother from another mother.
It is your brother from another mother.
Hey, Mike Kolop. How are you? Give a hi to Shelly and Drew.
Hey, Shelly. Hey, Drew.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hey, Shelly, you know, you got a hit there that's going viral with Rescue Me.
That's what I said.
I feel really good about it. And even more than that, the reason why I feel good about it is because, you know, not because we get to work with, you know, we have talented friends and musicians and get to create something like that, but more so really what it represents. And what it says and what it means, and I do hope that it captures some hearts and some minds.
It just captured mine.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm gonna cry with all the love around here. So, Shelly's offered Shelly's offered up something very fantastic to one lucky listener. So, call in. How are we gonna do this, Shelly? You gonna send the download to them personally?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that. For caller number, let's say, pick a number, Drew.
Me pick a number?
Yeah, go ahead.
7.
Number 7. So lucky.
I knew it.
Well, that's a lucky number. Lucky number 7, caller. Call in at 718-664-9364 to receive your own personalized download of the very newest Shelly Rand song. It's called Third Street Promenade. Don't go anywhere. We're going to give it a listen, and we're going to be awarding a win now when we get back. Give a listen. Third Street Promenade, caller number 7 from the 302. You're live on the air with Home Victoria. Congratulations, you're the winner. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Oh, it's me, Mike. Drew.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Did I win?
No, I was going to the 302. Let's double check this. Let's go to 72. Let's go back to the 302. Hey, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
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 Who's this?
Hey.
Who do we have here? We got Shelly here?
Yeah.
We got Drew here?
Yep.
Yep.
And we got the 302 here? No, we don't. Let's go ahead and double check if we can go ahead and do this one more time. I think the call was dropped. Anyways, we're looking for a lucky winner anyways. But when are we going to expect you to get together again and do some collaborations?
You know, I would love it. Any time that you can head this way, my friend.
I'm ready. I'm ready to come down. I just Yes, whenever. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
You know, I've only got like 100 songs that we could work on right now.
All right, I'm down. Shoot me one.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and put both of you guys on the spot here right now. I'm looking to do a fundraiser for hospice, and Steve wanted to go ahead and do a cut-a-thon, which involves logistics and everything like that. So I'm going to just toss this out here since you're both in the music field, and Drew, you're with your musical expertise from Stage It and stuff. I thought what would be better to do is that if we could go ahead and provide, say, for example, 6 acts, each one would have a different URL. People would buy tickets to that. No one would have to leave their house. They would listen to live music, and then the monies would be donated to Delaware Hospice. Each artist can do 15 minutes, wouldn't be any skin off anyone's butt kind of a thing. But do you think it's a good idea, or do you think it's a logistical nightmare?
I think it's amazing.
That's definitely a possibility for sure.
Yeah.
So I can ask you nicely now on the radio if you'd join be my first two to go ahead and help me out.
Oh, glad.
You guys rock
you guys
so hard.
Glad. You know, I've done a lot of benefits for hospice, and it's just such a great organization, top to bottom.
Yeah. Well, absolutely.
I've never heard anything bad ever about them as an organization. I mean, state to state, I've never heard anything bad, and they're able to step in and do the things that is just so devastating for family members to do alone, or sometimes at all.
Yeah. No, they certainly do help us out and everything. But we got a winner here on the phone line, 302. I believe this is Candy Knox. Am I correct?
What? Yes. What? Me?
You won, Candy Knox. Absolutely.
Stop.
A few callers calling in and dropping.
I was typing, and I didn't even know. Oh, my God, I'm such a wiener.
I know. Candy, say hi to Shelly and Drew.
Hi, Shelly and Drew. Oh, my God, I'm alive. I thought I was just typing for the heck of it. I'm sitting here just typing goofy things, and oh, my God, hi. This is fabulous. I'm such a celebrity right now.
You are,
I'm
honey.
I'm enjoying the show. MK is so fabulous, though, and hospices, too. You need to help them out. They are wonderful. And what they've
absolutely
done for Stephen, oh, my God, you've got to.
I agree.
Oh, my God.
Well, congratulations, Candy. Any questions for Drew and Shelley?
You put me on the spot, Michael. Oh, my God. I didn't
honey, you
do.
Can
I'm
talk.
Not
I mean,
dressed for this. Yeah, I know you know me, right?
I know you, yeah.
I should talk when I'm in a coma, right? I don't know. I've not met you guys, but we need to have a party at Michael and Steven's house, and we could all get together and have a duct tape party, and Michael will have to fill you in on that one. Oh, my God.
I twisted my arm.
I do not win anything, so this is fabulous. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you via Facebook and the Internet. This is fabulous. I love it. And,
awesome.
God
you too.
Bless
and enjoy.
Much, oh, my God. I'm so happy. So anyway, well, thank you, Michael, for choosing me.
Well, you chose yourself.
All right. See you.
Have a great night. Candy Knox is your lucky winner. I think she's actually friends with you, Shelley, so you can go ahead and send that directly. But let's go ahead and share some links. You can see Shelley Ran at www.shelleyran.com. You can catch Drew Stevens at www.drewstevensmusic.com. He also has a Reverb Nation page. Go ahead and check his page out. Send the money to Indiegogo, I believe. Is that correct again? I keep forgetting what
right.
Band that is. Cool beans. Well, I can't thank you guys for hanging out with me. I want to thank everybody in chat for Sandy, Bobby Saltrick, Brenda Brown for calling in, Broadcast Assassin, Candy Knox, Daniel Straitlick again, Marilyn, excellent chat room producing, Shannon Sibbald from the UK, and all of the brand new guests. But any concert dates we can share? Let's go to Shelley first.
Yeah, I just posted some on Facebook, so check it out. I've got some dates through for anybody who's in the Middle Tennessee area. I've got some dates through that, and I've got one really exciting one coming up in June, and the date has not been confirmed yet, but it's at Music City Roots, which is a super cool venue, and I'm so excited to be a part of it. And anyway, go check out those dates. They're on Facebook.
Great. They'll be on my page in a little while, too. Drew, how about you? Where are you playing next?
Same with me. You can find that all on Facebook. But from what I can remember, I think I'm at the River Hill Sports Grill on Friday, Barefoot Bernie's on Saturday, and Sunset Hills Vineyard in Virginia on Sunday.
Great. You guys, I love you both tons. I can't wait till we can actually all get into one room together and do some Patron and do some laughing. But I want to thank you so much for coming back. And again, you're always welcome here. Sorry, Vic, if I couldn't make it, she was picking up a gong from the airport. But huge thanks, huge love, and I truly, truly value your talent, the both of you. So just adore you.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for giving us a place to get to know each other and to be able to do things like this. And, Drew, I'm behind you. We're behind you. You've got support in Tennessee.
Same goes for you, and I can't wait to get together and work on some music with you.
Absolutely. Like I said, we've where the door is.
Feel the love, everybody. Thanks a lot.
That's
again.
Right.
And I'll talk to you, Shelley, in a little bit. And, Drew, let's catch up, okay?
All right, yeah, you guys take care. Have a good one.
You guys, you be good. Drew Steven, Shelley Rann, new music from Shelley Rann. Congratulations to our winner, Candy Knox. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Fantastic show. Again, thank up everybody in chat and for Shannon Sybil from the UK, for Sandy, Bobby Seltrick, Bender Brown, Broadcast Assassin, all the new guests, and the entire cast of Drifter. I want to thank also Julie Emery and Jeff Koenig. If you want to go ahead and make that donation happen, it's again www.mobcaster.com/project/drifter. But let's go ahead and play us out. Let's see. Let's do a little bit more of Rescue Me. I really think it's going to be a fantastic hit. So signing out from Homeless Victoria, Victoria Gaither, and Michael Kay. Good night, everybody. This is Shelley Rann with Rescue Me.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.